Okay, we're going to begin here with Masechet Kretot. The Masechta deals with the punishment in the Torah of Karet, plural of which is Kretot, and that's where the name of the Masechta comes from the first Mishnah, which lists the 36 Kretot Shebatorah, the 36 Averot, which are deserving of the punishment of Karet. We'll get back to that, but just before that, I want to give a little introduction as to what is Karet. It's not so clear in the Torah what exactly Karet is. We have a number of memorot of Chazal about Karet, and through those, the Rishonim tried to build a picture of what Karet is exactly. Gemara Moed Katan discusses about the lifetime of an individual as they reach certain marks, milestones. And over there it says, Meit b'chamishim shana, someone who dies at 50 years old, Zohi mitat Karet. That is considered to be Karet if someone dies by the age of 50. Amar Rabbo says later on in that Gemara, Mechamishim bad shishim shana. From 50 until 60, Zohi mitat karet. That is the mita of karet. Rav Yosef, ki hava bar shitin, when he reached 60, avadu yomotov le rabbonon. He made a party. He made his 60th birthday party. Mar nachli mi karet. I got over the threshold of karet. I've lived past the void where it's classified as karet. Says, yeah, you got out of Karet the years. Did you get out of the Karet of the days? I mean, maybe your years won't be cut short, but maybe your days will be cut short. Says, okay, at least half of it. It's worth having a party just for having the half that I got over the years. So that's one memra that you have in Chazal, which indicates that dying by 50, 60 is called Karet. The other memra in Chazal we have is in Masechet Yevamot. In Masechet Yevamot, it quotes from the Arayot. Then you have in Vayikra Chaf, in Pasuk Chaf and Chaf Aleph, there in the issue of the Arayot in Parshat Kedoshim, it says, Ish Hashesh Gavet Dodoto, Ervat Dodo Gilach, Chet Amiso Aririm Yamutu, Then the Ish Hashach Chet Eshet Achiv Nidahi, Ervat Achiv Gilach, Aririm Yiyu. There you have Aririm Yamutu and Aririm Yiyu. And with regards to that, the Gemara has a Trichuta and the Gemara in Yevamot. Now, Arayot, in general, we know that there's a general Pasuk, we'll see this in today's Mishnah, that says that all the Arayot get Chiyuv of Karet. And within that Chiyuv of Karet, we see that there's this issue of Aririm. What does this Aririm mean? Gemara says, the Rabba Rami, Tiv, Aririm Yiyu, Tiv, Aririm Yamutu. HaKetzad, how do I reconcile between them? Yesh lo banim kuvran. If he already had children, he buries them. Ein lo banim holei chariri. If he doesn't have children, then he will remain without children over the years. The Gemara there speaks about a tzrichuta that you can take a look inside. But you see here that the Gemara is using the word aririm to mean without children. Next, Mamar Chazal comes out of the Bamidbar Tefal, which is Pashat Shlach, which is, over there it says about someone who worships a Bodh Zara, who is Migadif. Samara wants to know about that. He karet, tikaret. So we have a Gemara in Shvuot that says, Kidvar Hashem Baza, Ze Porek Ol Mavkalele Pani Batorah, It's Mitzvoto Hefar, Ze Mefar Brit Basar, and then he karet, Bolam Aze, tikaret, De Olam Abba. That he karet, the double Ashon of he karet, tikaret means that you cut off in this world, and in the world to come. The Yerushalmi also brings down something similar, which is in Peah, where we have the things that are Dvarim. Sheyesh lehem peirot olam hazeh v'keren leolam haba. The Gemara also has Averot like that. Averot that have peirot olam hazeh v'keren leolam haba, and one of those is Avodah Zarah. That's what the Gemara in the Yerushalmi is, one of the Averot is included under that opposite. Four Averot, connected the four mitzvot that you have in that Mishnah in Peah. Now, the other place that we have karet is by Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippurim in Parashat Emor, it says, Ki kol nefesh asher lo tuneh be'etzem ha'yom hazeh v'nichvata me'ameha. Kol nefesh asher taseh kol melacha be'etzem ha'yom hazeh v'avadati et nefesh ha'yim mikerev ha'ma. So what's avadati? So the Sifra, the Torah Kohanim, brings down, Shomer avadati, limid ala karet she'ine ela avadon. It means to be lost, to be knocked out entirely. The Eben Ezra over there says, Yeshef Resh Beno Ven Vinichwita. So there's a difference between Vavarati and Vinichwita. Velo Chalaf Resh. I can't explain it, but there must be a difference between Havarati and karet. That's all he leaves. There, another place, which is v'nechata nevshi yamehaman, breshit, when it talks about someone who does not get a brit milah, over there the Ibn Ezra brings down two possibilities as to what a karet is. He says, v'yesh omim, ki a karet ha-meit kodem nun bet shana. Someone who dies before 52 years. That relates to the Gemara that we brought from Moed Katan. Those are the years of Shmuel were 52. So that's what he claims is a shortened life. V'yesh omim, ki karet shi karet shimo. The karet means that his name will be cut off. Bemot zaro. When his offspring die. So that's like the Parsha of Yibum. The whole idea of having offspring is that the shame is continued. Over here, if he has his offspring are cut off or somehow destroyed, then he will not have, that will be the karet of Shemo. And therefore, Akelin Amar Katuv, may make, Kimi Yeshu Yeshlo Banim Kilu Chai, Ushmo Loni Karet. Someone who has children, it's as if he's alive and not cut off. That's the Ibn Ezra. Rashi, in interpreting karet, in a number of places, Rashi, in Breshit, that same place that Ibn Ezra, there's a Rashi in Vayikra Berak Yud Zayin, a Rashi in Armaseft over here, which I'm not sure is Rashi, and Rashi in Masechet Shabbat as well, says in almost every place, he says, Yamav Nichratim Ve'olei Chariri. Rashi combines the two things that Chazal basically said, that karet involves both a shortening of one's life, as well as the lack of children, either not to have children, or if they have children, they will die. So Rashi combines the two reasons of Chazal and says they really are one. Whereas the Ibn Ezra says, V'yeshomrim, Yeshomrim, that there are two different ideas in karet. One is shortening the life, one is losing one's zera. Rashi combines them in almost all places, says that zaro nichrat v'yamev nichratim. He combines both reasons. The Rambam, in the Perish of Mishnayot, to Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph, Kodisol Yeshlem Mechelik Olam Abba, and that Mishnah, as well as the Rambam in Hilchot Tshuva, Perek Chet, Halacha Aleph and Hey, says that, what is karet? Karet is the opposite of chayim, of living. Living, and the ultimate chaye ulam haba, according to the Rambam, is that the nefesh, the neshama that leaves the body, is then tsrura. Betzrura chayim is connected to God, and that ultimate connection to God is what keeps it alive forever. It returns to its mikor. And that is considered to be chaye ulam haba, the ultimate reward, is to be there with God. Hikaret, hikaret, he says, Ikaret b'olam hazeh, Ikaret b'olam haba, is the ultimate nikama, the ultimate revenge that God can have towards the soul, which is that it's not given that ultimate life. It's cut off. It's not connected to Hashem. And being not connected to Hashem, it's lost forever. That is the punishment according to the Rambam, which means Karet is a very serious, significant punishment according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, it's a permanent death, but not in a physical sense. It's a permanent death in the sense of the ultimate death that one will not reach Olam Haba, not in the physical world, but in the... Okay, so right, so very good. The Rambam does not make that distinction. He does define it by based on hikaret to karet, but he says that that is the karet. He just defines the word karet. What you're noting is what the Ramban. The Ramban himself says that not everywhere does it say the same thing. Some places it says avarti, some places it says hikaret to karet, some places it says aririm. How do we reconcile this? So the Ramban, Ala Torah, in Perek Yudchet, and Achrei Mot, says there are actually three types of karet. The three types of karet, it depends on the pasuk that you find it in. The three karets are, first of all, Be'er Inyan. It explains, Ki Ochel Chelev Odam. Person eats Chelev or Dam, which are, we call them minor karet. And, V'hut Tzadik. And he's a Tzadik, Rubos Chuyot. And his robe is his Chuyot. Avagavra Ta'avato Alav. Got the better of him. His Taiva, his desires got the better of him. And Yichshal by Be'erahi. And he makes a mistake. Yichrutu Yamav. He will shorten his life. Yamut bin Ne'urim. He'll die before he reaches the age of 60, where those are the Yimei Hazkena. Ve'ein nefsho bihi karet. But this does not affect his nefesh at all. Avayelo chelek lo'olam ha'neshamot. Fi'arui l'masav ha'tovim, ki tzadik haya. That because of his masim, he will reach olam haba, the karet is only in this world. And he defines that by a number of places where it says, for instance, v'nechrat ha'ishahu, nechrat ha'ishahu me'amav. Those are places where they're simply karet, but measured up against this person's totality, where they are really a tzaddik. He says that the second one is, v'asherim ha'chet chamur, ha'hu yiyeh avonotav mirubim zchuyotav, where the chet is very serious, and his avonot exceeds his zchuyot, onesh hikaret shebe'evira chomura magil nefesh ha'chotat, then it reaches the nefesh, l'achar shetiparet min ha'guf, once it leaves the guf, v'hi nichratet mechaye olam ha'nefashot, and that is cut off from the Olam HaNefashot. Ve'ein lehem karet begufam. They lived very long lives. And that is the idea of Rasha v'tovlo, that Hashem expends all the goodness in the Rasha in this world and cuts them off le'olam haba. And that he defines by things like v'nichretu ha'nifashot ha'usot mikerv amam. V'nichretu ha'nefesh ha'hi milefanai. Right. Well, nefesh and also milefanai, from in front of me. I mean, those are the other lishonot. V'nichretu ha'ish. That's what the Ramban says. The Ramban says the first two were ish and not milefanai. That's on this world. Then, when he mentions nefesh or milefanai, that is talking about the olam haba. And then he says there's a third category. That is, those that are karet ha'guf ve'anefesh. Both of them. Right, the worst of both worlds, exactly, very good. That's the cases where it says, hikaret tikaret. That's one which is by avodah zarah. These are very serious avirot. And the other one is by Yom HaKippurim, which says, va'avadti ha'nefeshahim mikarev amah, which is ibadon ha'nefesh. So that's the avadon that the Sifra, the Torah Kohanim, was talking about. In those instances of avadon nefesh, hikaret tikaret, we're talking about in both worlds. That's a karet in both worlds. In the end, he says that the Rambam is right, but he modifies the Rambam to limit the instances where the Rambam is right. It's not so limited, because he has majority of cases of karet being in that category, but he does say that it's more limited. There are cases where karet is only the shortening of the life. And what's interesting is the Ramban and the Rambam both do not have this issue of aririm yiyu, which is that the children are cut off. The children die. Neither of them speak about it. The Ramban mentions it as a sidebar. He says, aririm yiyu, which we saw in the Gemara in Yevamot, he says that's limited to those two arayot where it's mentioned. Or he says, maybe if you want to extend it to all the arayot, that's fine. But that's not a general principle in karet. So you see the Ramban addressed in that way, which is that aririm yiyu is something totally separate from karet. And not a din in karet, it's a din either in arayot or in those two specific arayot. Because Rashi sees them as a singular entity, which is that karet means to die early plus to lose one's children, chas v'shalom. So Rashi has that definition. We know that Rambam for sure has nothing to do with children whatsoever. He has nothing to do with olam hazeh, according to the Rambam. It's all about olam haba, according to the Rambam. The Ramban has a combination of being olam hazeh and olam haba, but also does not deal with the children issue. It's simply about the lifespan of the individual, whether it's in olam hazeh or on his nefesh in olam haba. All right, that's just a broad perspective on what exactly the punishment of karet is. Our mesecht, our parak, begins with enumerating or listing the 36 times in the Torah where the punishment of karet is met out for this individual. So now we have 36 karetot b'Torah. Now these 36 karetot only happen in general when a person is mezid below hatra'a. Someone was over the avira intentionally without any hatra'a. If he's over the mezid and has hatra'a, there is another punishment. And all of them, there is an alternative punishment for them. In cases where there is no alternative punishment, Chazal believe, well, there is one exception, Rabbi Yitzchak, who doesn't believe this, but all the other Tanayim and Marayim believe that you get Malkot. If there is no other stated punishment, then the punishment for Karet in places, meaning that anybody who gets Karet will get Malkot. Right, because it's a default for a lab, exactly. That's why it is that way, because the default for the lab will be Malkot, even in the face of Karet, and then according to many, that will be Poter, the individual from the Karet, is if he gets the Malkot. But there are other punishments, we'll see. Right. Okay. Right. If he's mezid with that deitim also, that would be the same. That is true. The only exceptions are the two last, which are the two mitzvot aseh, which are chiyuv karet. There it doesn't matter whether you have hatra edim or not, because we don't punish on mitzvot aseh. And therefore, a person who's a mezid in any case will get karet if they do not accomplish the mitzvah of Pesach or Milah. In terms of bishogeg, all of these items bishogeg get a chatat kavua. There are a couple of exceptions to that rule. Two of them get an olev or yored, which is a bal migdash tamei, or tamei shachal kodesh. They get a korban olev yored. This can become important with the rest of the daf, so that's why I'm just laying it out for you. And the last one is by avodah zarah. Avodah zarah doesn't have a regular chatat. It has the chatat of avodah zarah, which is you only bring a si'ira. For chatat, you don't get the choice of a si'ira and kitzbah. That's laid out in Parshat Shlach that we already learned in Horiot and in Shavuot. All right, so now, shloshim. Now the first six of them are a grouping. So we'll put the first six of them together, which is Abalaim, Valeshet Av, Valakala, Habala Zachor, Valabema, Beisham, Ivia Beima Aleha. So here you have a group of Arayot The question you have to ask right away is, why did they group these together and then all of a sudden they went out of order from the psukim? The answer to that is that these six are a combination because all of these six get skila. Their punishment, b'mezid, v'hatra'a, is the punishment of skila. Therefore, the Mishnah combined them up front, which is that these six have a punishment of skila and karet. That means if it's mezid, v'lo hatra'a, or without the edim, then the individual will get karet. If they have mezid, v'hatra'a, they're going to get skila. Correct, but in arayot. This is in arayot, meaning that the Mishnah reordered arayot, not in the order of sukkim. Why did it do that? Because of the skila issue. All right, so now, Kabbalah aim on the mother, which is learned out of the pasuk, Ervata v'icha v'erati m'cha lo tegaleh, imcha hi lo tegaleh ervata. Habala ishet av, that is a stepmother. Ervat ishet avicha lo tegaleh, ervata v'icha hi. Then you have Habal kalato, is a daughter-in-law. Comes out from Ervat kalatcha lo tegaleh, ishet b'incha hi lo tegaleh ervata. Haba ala zachor, which is homosexuality. V'et zachar lo tishkav mishkivei isha toiva hi. And then you have a bala behema and isha meviya behema lea. They come from the same pasuk, which is v'chol behema lo titen shchob tchol tamava v'isha lo tamod b'fnei behema l'rava tevelhu. All of those have a punishment of skila that is mentioned in Parshat Kedushim, as well as they are captured by the pasuk in Achrimot, which says ki kol asher yaseh mikol ha'tevot eila v'nechvetu ha'nefashot osot mikerv amam. So that's how you end up with a karet in these six. Then we move on to the next two of the arayot. Next two of the arayot have their own specific punishment, which is abal yishal bita v'eish edish. Now abal yishal bita is ervat yishal bita lo tegaled bat benav et bat bita lo tikach tegalot ervata sherehena zimahi. That would include mother-in-laws, all those connections between two generations of individuals. There we have a punishment of sreifa. If there is done bebezid v'hatra'a, and we have a bal eshet ish, which is velisha eshet amitcha lo tipen shchav tchal azera the tamava that we have out of the pasuk, that is a punishment bebezid v'hatra'a of chenek. Eshet ish has a punishment of chenek. Both of them have a punishment of karet because again of that pasuk kolel, which is called asher aseh mikol tevot elam nechutu anefashot asot mikerav amam. So that's it, the first eight of the arayot that we have mentioned here. Then we're going to move on to a series of arayot here that have about another six arayot that all have a punishment of malkot when they are done b'mezid b'hatra. Without hatra, without edim, then they'll have a punishment of malkot. And that is ba'al achoto, a sister, achot aviv, an aunt from the father, v'alachot imo, an aunt from the mother, v'alachot ishto, his sister-in-law, his wife's sister. Val eshet achiv, the wife of his brother, his sister-in-law through his brother. And then val eshet achei aviv. And then his aunt, but his aunt through his uncle. Father's brother's wife. Ve'ala nida. And the nida, that's the last of the arayot here. Quickly run through them in terms of their sources. Abal choto zervato chot chad. Bat avicho bat imecha maledet bait maledet chutz lo tegale arvatan. Bal achot aviv, your aunt through your father is arvot achot avicha lo tegale asher avicha hi. Bal achot imo, an aunt through your mother is arvat achot imcha lo tegale asher kisher imcha hi. Then a bal achot ishto, his sister-in-law through his wife, vizishay lachuta lo tikach litzur legalot arvata leavicha yeha. Habal eshet achiv is your sister-in-law through your brother, is ervat eshet achicha lo tegaleh, ervat achicha hi. And habal eshet achei aviv, your aunt, through your father's brothers, is ervat achei avicha lo tegaleh, lishto lo tikrav todatcha hi. And then habal nidah is velisha, bidinat tumata lo tikrav legalot ervata. So there you have all of those arayot. In terms of their punishment, achuto has its own pasuk, which is going to come an issue in our Gemara. Achuto has its own pasuk in Parshat Kedushim, which says, "V'ish asher yikach et achuto bat aviv u'bat imo, v'ra'a et ervata, v'hi tireh et ervato chesed hi, v'nichvata le'inei b'nei amam ervat achuto gila avono isa." So it has its own specified pasuk of karet. Turns out that Nida does as well, which the Gemara seems to ignore, which is, "Asher yishkav et isha dava." They have their own chiyuv karet. The other five instances that we mentioned included in the original pasuk in Achrimot, which is that general pasuk of kikol asher yaseh mikol tovot eile v'nichrato anifashot mikerav amam. All right, now we're going to move on to other areas, and we'll have to go through them one by one. First one is Migadef. Now here we're going to have a series of items, as Shaul pointed out before, there are other items that get skila. Now we're going to have a 5 items that end up getting skila, be mezid v'atra, and end up with karet when there's mezid below atra without edim. And that is a list of varyo migadef, oved avodah zarah, notein mizaro lemolech, bal ov, v'idoni, which are together, and michalel shabbat. Right, so those are a series of 5 items here, which gets up to 20 of these list here, which is amigadef. Now amigadef, the pasuk says, "V'nefesh asher taseh biyad rama min hazarach min hagerat Hashem hu migadef nechvata nefesh ayi mikarev ama." That's the pasuk for karet by migadef. So that's how we know there's a chiyuv karet. Migadef in the Torah is found in Parshat Shlach. It's unclear what a migadef is. It's machloket. We'll see in arguments machloket gemara in Sanhedrin whether migadef is mevarechet Hashem, someone who chas v'shalom curses Hashem, or migadef is a form of avodah zarah, being a menashek, mechabek, giving some sort of kavod to avodah zarah. If it is avodah zarah, then it's kalu under avodah zarah. I'll give you the terminology for migadef as being something that is mikalel, and therefore the lav comes from elukim lo tikalel benesibam chalo ta'or. So that's where the azhara is from. The onesh will be from the pasuk that I read you before. Avodah zarah, the pasuk that they bring as the azhara, which is very interesting, is from Parshat Ki Tisa, Ki lo tishtachavel el acher, ki Hashem kana shmo kel kanahu. So they use ki lo tishtachavel, not ki, but lo tishtachavel le'el acher. So they use that as the lav. And then the punishment comes from the pasuk of ki dvar Hashem bazah, ve'et mitzvoto eifari karet to create the nefshim of an abad, which is from Parshat Shlach. Now next, anotein mizaro lemolech, someone who gives over from his offspring to the worship of the Molech, that is found in the Parshat Arayot. It's actually found in Achimot and Kedoshim as well. And that is in Parshat Achimot, it says, Umizarolo ten lavir la Molech, duchalel at shem elukecha ni Hashem. And if you go to Parshat Kedoshim, it says, Ve'o b'nei Yisrael to deber ish ish m'nei Yisrael min agar agar b'Yisrael she'iten mizarolo la Molech, mochimat, amar zir gemuah ba'oven. So that's, you know, it also gets skila. And then, v'ani eten et panai v'ishahu v'ichrati Oto mikerav amok, ki mizaro natan lamolech, laman tameit migdashi ulechalel et shim kodshi. So there's a chiyuv karet by the molech. It also involves skila. Balov in yidoni, our mission only mentions balov, but it's true of yidoni as well, because they're brought together in the psukim, they're always brought together. Balov in yidoni, in parshat, kiddushim, it says, al tipnu el avot ve'el yidonim. Al tevakshu l'tama bahem, ani Hashem elkeichem. And then again it says, V'nefesh asher tifne avot ve'el yidonim lisnot achareyem v'natati panai v'nefesh ahi v'chirati oto mikerav amo. So that's the punishment by Ovin Yedi. Michalel Shabbat, you have in the Aseret HaDibrot, v'yom ha-shvi'i Shabbat l'Hashem Elokecha lo taseh kol melacha. So that would be the azhara for it. And then in terms of the punishment, it says in Shmot Lamed Aleph, ושמרתם את השבת, כי קודשי לכם, מחלה מות שומת, כי הוא עושה בה מלאכה, נחרטה הנפש היא מקרב עמיה. So that's a punishment of karet. And now we're going to move on to these two, which are actually very difficult, which is, we spent a lot of time with them already in the Gemaras. We already spent a lot of time with them in Zvachim, in Avodah Zarah, in other places, trying to figure out where the lav and what the punishment is. And that is, tamei shachalat hakodesh, someone has tumat haguf and eats kodoshim, or someone has tumat haguf and comes into the Mikdash. So those are the next two. B'tamach ha'chalat ha'kodesh v'al Mikdash tamei. In those, in terms of the azhara and the onesh, I'll give you the possibilities over here. In terms of v'al Mikdash tamei, there are basically two possibilities of where the azhara comes from. It's either from Yoledet. But Yoledet says, U'shloshim yom, u'shlosh yomim teshei b'tamei tara, v'chol kodesh lo tiga, v'la Mikdash lo tavo. Ad malot yimei tara. So that's one possibility of what the azhara is. The other possibility is from the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, when it talks about those that have to be sent out of the machane, where there it says, Mizachar nevekiva tishalchu mechutz lemachane, tishalchum, lo yitamu et machaneihem, asher nishochein betocham. So lo yitamu et machaneihem would be the lav for Abal Mikdash Tamei. The punishment comes out of what we just read. This past Shabbos is Parshat Para, which is called Hanogea b'meid nefesh adam, Asher yamut v'lo yitchata et mishkan Hashem timei v'nechvata nefshehi mi Yisrael ki mei nivda lo zorak alav timei yeh o tumato bo. So there you have the pasuk telling you that if you're tamei and you enter into the mikdash, you are chayav karet that comes out of parshat chukat. Now stepping back to tamei she'achala to kodesh, turns out it's a machloket, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. We've already seen that machloket. As well as over here, Rashi seems that it brings another pasuk possibly as a source for the ezhara. One possibility in terms of the ezhara is from Yoledet, which is the Shloshim Yom Shlosh Yamim Teshev Bnei Terah B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga. The Mikdash Lo Tavo Adam Lo Tamei Terah B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga. Touching Kodesh when you're Tamei is not a problem, really. It's not, I mean, it's not something that you get punished for. So everybody says Lo Tiga means Lo Tochal. You may not eat it. So therefore, B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga teaches you there's a Nazara against a Tamei She'achal to Kodesh. The other possibility is from Vayikra Chavbet, which is in Parshat Emor. Ish Mizaron V'Hutzaru Ozav BeKodeshim VeYochal Ad Asher Yitar VeNogea B'Chol Tamei Nefesh O Ish Asher Teitzei Mimenu Shechvat Zera. So this is someone who is Tamei may not eat Kodeshim. That's a pasuk that's found in Parshat Emor. The last possibility is you learn it out Tumato MiBiat Mikdash. Just like by Biat Mikdash, there's a love and a punishment. So too, because we're going to see that the word Tumato appears in the punishment for Tamei She'achala to Kodesh, therefore we're going to have a Gezer Shova to Biat Mikdash to teach you that just like there, there's an Onish Nazara, so too over here, there's an Onish Nazara. So those are the three possibilities how we get a Nazara by Tamei She'achala to Kodesh. There are three times in the Torah that the Torah tells us that a Tamei She'achala to Kodesh gets punished. Three times in the Torah, the Gemara in Shavuot deals with why you need three times to send you the same thing. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue about it in the Gemara. And then Reish Lakish uses the pasuk for Kodesh Lo Tigat, then says that he needs the Gzer Shava Tuma Tuma Tuma. Because he uses the pasuk that Rabbi Yochanan uses for something else, and therefore he needs the Gzer Shava. So that's to be what you use the pasuk for. They use the pasuk for something else, and therefore he doesn't have Mazara. That's why he has to use the Gzer Shava. Right now, the punishment comes from one of three psukim. One is a Pashat Sav, who said, Nefesh should tuchal basar mizevach shlamim ashel Hashem, v'tumato alav. That's where you get the Gzer Shava, tumato, tumato. Tumato alav, as well as the tumato that we saw in Parshat Chukat. V'nichvata nefesh yi me'ameh. That's one. Nefesh ki tiga b'chol tamei. Again, we say, haga'ah, touching. Nogea b'tamei is not really touching, it means eating. Tumat adam v'ema v'ema t'meya, o b'chol sheketz tamei, v'chal mizah b'sar zevach shlamim, ashal Hashem, v'nichvata nefesh yi me'ameha. It's the second one. Those are both found in sequential psukim in Parshat Zav. And the last one is found in Parshat Emor. Emor aleim l'dor adichem kol ish asher yikrav mikol zarachem el hakodoshim, she'yakdishu b'nei shal Hashem v'tumato alav, v'nichvata nefesh yi me'lefanai ani Hashem. Three times you have the word karet mentioned by Atamei she'achal et kodesh. Gemara in Shavuot deals with the tzrichuto, why we need three times that pasuk. Alright, now we move on to what we will call the classic form of lav and karet, and that is ochel chelev and ochel dam. Eating chelev and dam, they again be mezid will have a punishment of malkot, be mezid below atra, or that they deem will have a punishment of karet. They're the classic type of chatat, that you bring chatat bishogeg is a chatat chelev, chatat dam. So over there we have the barrel bnei Yisrael lemor kol chelav shor v'kesev eiz lo tochelu chelav nevela v'chelav shifa yatzel lechom lecha v'achol lo tochluhu. And the punishment says ki okol ochel chelav min ha'beima sheyakriv imenu ishel Hashem v'nechvata nefesh ha'ochelet mi'ameha. Ochel dam says v'chol dam lo tochelu v'chol moshvetechem l'okul beima. And then the punishment is kol nefesh sheshet tochal kol dam v'nechvata nefesh mi'ameha. Then we move on to the kodoshim, which is ochel notar and ochel pigol. Notar and pigol, that which is left over, and pigol. Their azhara comes from the same pasuk. It's either from Shmot Perchavtet, which is v'imi vater mi basar miluim u'min alechem ad aboker v'saraftet anor notar ba'ish lo yachel ki kodeshu. So that's one possibility about where the lav is from. Notar is a form of a leftover, and pigol is just leftovers that were done through machshava. So they're both captured under the azarav notar. Or the other possibility is damar Rabbi Elazar. They dash in the Gemara Pesachim lo yachel ki kodeshu koshe bekodesh pasul ba katul liten lo tasei achilato. It's from the same pasuk, but it's a more generic form, which is that anything that is pasul bekodesh gets a lo tasei. Not necessarily because it's talking about notar in particular, but anything in kodesh gets this lo tasei. That's one. Now the punishments come out of the pasuk in Yutet is Parshat Kedoshim. It says, V'im alcho yachel b'yom ha'shlishi pigul hu lo yiratzeh, v'uchlav avono yisa, yed kodesh Hashem chileo v'nichvatai nefesh yi me'ameh. That's dealing with notar. And then we learn out Pigol in Parshat Tzav. It says, V'yamachol yachel mi'basar zevach shlamav. V'yom ha'shlishi lo yirtze. Amer krivoto lo yechashev lo. Pigol yeh. V'nefer shochel v'imenu. Avonot tisa. And we learn out Avon, Avon, Minotar. There's a gzeir shava, Avon, Avon. To teach you just like by Notar there's a chiyuv karet. So too by Pigol there is a chiyuv karet. Now we move on to something we've seen before. We saw this in Zvachim, which is Zuchet Bechutz, Vamale Bechutz. Someone who does Shkitat Kodoshim Bechutz, or separately puts on the Mizbeach Bechutz Kodoshim. So in terms of the Azara, Vamale Bechutz is Hisham Alecha Pentale Olotecha Bechol Makom Asher Tireh. In Sefer Dvarim, Ki Imem Makom Asher Yivchar Shem Bechad Shvetecha Sham Tale Olotecha Vesham Tasechol Asher Enochi Bitzavecha. So over there it says you must bring up your korbanot to the Mikdash in order to put them on the Mizbeach in the Mikdash. That's the Azara. In terms of the Azara of Shochet Pachutz, it either is learnt out of Lo Yizbechu Et Odet Zibcheyem L'Si'irim, Asher Heim Zonim Achoreyem, Chugat Olam Tiyeh Zot Lahem L'Dorotam. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that it's a Gzeru Shova that's learnt out of Male Bechutz. Then the punishment is found in Parshat Achrimot, which is V'aleyam tomar, ish, mi beit Yisrael, min ager, asher yigar betulcham, asher yale ula o zavach, ve'al petach olmoed lo yivienu, vasot et oto la Hashem, v'nichrat anesh v'shehi me'amav. So over there it says, asher yale ula o zavach, which is male bechutz, and al petach olmoed lo yivienu is shchut eichutz. Both of those end up with karet. Right now, minyona dioma, ha'ochel chametz v'pesach. So ha'ochel v'chametz v'pesach, the lav either comes out of the pasuk, in Parshat Bo of Kol Machmetzet Lo Tochelu, B'chol Machmetzetchem Tochu Matzot, or the other possibility is at the end of Parshat Bo, which is, V'yom HaMashalam Zachort Yom Hazeh Shatzatem Mim Yitzrayim, B'Beit Avadim, Ki B'chozek Yad, Utzi Hashem Etchem Yizeh, Lo Yachel Chametz. So that's two possibilities of the Azara. The Mita comes, the Karei comes, Shivat Yomim Sor Lo Yimatzeh B'Batechem, Ki Kol Achel Machmetzet, V'nichreta Nefshayim Me'adat Yisrael, B'gir V'zrach Haaretz. Right, the next two come out of Yom HaKippurim. The punishment comes out of the psukim in Parshat Emor. Do the punishment first, which is kol nefesh asher lo tiune beetzem hayom hazeh minichrata miyamea. Debei mish Rabbi Shmuel Tana nemar kan inui v'nemar lahalan inui inui v'yancha v'yarevivecha. That's written in Dvarim Chet. Malahalan inui ravon. It's talking about inui of starvation. Afkan inui ravon. So I teach you someone asher lo tuuneh, someone who does not starve himself, someone who does not eat on Yom Kippur, they will be chayav karet. And for malacha, it says v'chol nefesh asher taseh kol malacha be'etzem yom hazeh v'atiyah nefesh ayim mikarev hama. Now in terms of the lav or the azhara for malacha, it's easy. It says in Parshat Emor, and then in Emor it says v'chol malacha lo tasu be'etzem yom hazeh ki yom kippurim hu l'chaper lechem lifnei Hashem elokeichem. So that comes out of Parshat Emor. Then for the Azhara, for Ochel B'Yom HaKippurim, there it's not clear. It's either we learn out Etzem Etzem, a Gzeir Shavu between Ochel and Osem Malacha B'Yom HaKippurim. That's Mufne. Ma Malacha Onash Vezir, Af Inui Onash Vezir. Demei Rabbi Shmuel's Tana, Nemer Kan Inui, Miner Malahan Inui. Malahalan Onash Shalom Ken Yizir, Af Kan Onash Shalom Ken Yizir, and he's referring to Tavrim Chabet, which is a Dver Shei Inu At Eshet Reyu. Talking about Arayot over there, that's a Nash Vizir, so over here it's a Nash Vizir. So they have to have some sort of Gzer Shabbat to get an Azhara for Ochel B'Yom HaKippurim. Now the next three are items that we read in Parshat Kitisa. In the beginning of Parshat Kitisa, it talks about the Shemen HaMishkan and the Ketoret HaSamim. The first restriction is, the first two, I'll group them together, out of order of the Mishnah, which is HaMifateim Et HaShemen, someone who makes the Shemen HaMishkan exactly like Moshe Rabbeinu did, and Asach Et Shemen HaMishkan, someone who puts on Shemen HaMishkan to him. And the Azara from that comes, says, out of the Pasuk, in Parshat Kitisa, Basar Adam lo yisach, umat kuntrol lo taseh kumo. You can't put it on an individual, and you can't make it like you do here. Kodeshu, kodeshi elechem. Then, the punishments come out of ish, asher yikach kamo, if you make that mixture, those ingredients, vasher yitem mimenu azar, or you place it on an individual, v'nichritu me'amav. So that deals with Shemen HaMishka. In terms of Ktoret, it says, mifateim et Ktoret, there it says, v'ktoret, asher taseh b'mat kunta, if you make the same ktoret, lo tasu lechem, you may not do that, korush tiyeh lecha la'ashem, and ish, asher yaseh kamol, ariach ba'am nechrat mi'amav, that's the karet. Again, back to the last two in our Mishnah, are not mitzvot lo taseh, but are actually mitzvot asay. That is the Pesach v'amila, which are mitzvot asay. In terms of the Pesach, it says in Sefer Dvarim, "V'zavachta Pesach l'Hashem elokecha tzon v'kar, v'mkom b'shei v'char Hashem l'shaken shmo sham." So that's the obligation to bring the Pesach. And we know by Pesach Sheni in Parshat Balotcha, it says that v'ish asher hu tahor uv'derech lo haya v'chadal lasot haPesach v'nichvata nefshei mi'ana ki karban Hashem lo yikriv b'moado cheto isa ishahu. So that's a chiv karei for someone who had the ability to bring Pesach and doesn't bring Pesach. Milo, the mitzvah is found in Parshat Tazria, which is v'yom ha-shmini yimo b'sar loto, and the punishment is found in Sefer Breshit. There you get the punishment. So here, that's why you have so much Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi is doing what we just did, trying to find all the azarot and the onesh that is associated with each one of these. I laid it out for you. You have a chart that lays out every one of the onesh and the azarot. So you can have a shortcut, because the rest of the parak is going to deal with that as well, which is that the Gemara is going to go through these piece by piece, dealing with each one of them. All right, now we move on in the Mishnah. All right, al elu chayavin al zdono karet. If it's done b'mezid without atra'ah, then there's a chiyuv karet. Again, or if there's no punishment met out to the individual, there's a chiyuv karet. Val shigigato chatat, and b'shogeg yer chatat, and that's not by all of them. We know there are some exceptions that I listed out before. And if you have a safek in them, then you bring an asham talui. If you have some sort of safek where you were uncertain as to whether you were over the aveira, and there were two gufim. Classic example that's brought is that you had shuman and chelev in front of you. Chelev being asur fat, shuman being mutar fat, and you're unsure as to which one you ate. So that's what you bring an asham talui. Chutz, and here's the exception, in atame migdash gdoshav. That's the exception to the rule. Megadev also is an exception to the rule. Shenemar Torachati Adachem Lasot Bishkaga. It's a Megadev Shenose Maseh. Megadev does not bring a korban because it's a done through dibur and not through maaseh. It's done through dibur, not maaseh. There is no maaseh, but without a maaseh you can't bring a chatat. Just noting there, by if you think Megadev is a Vodazara or by a Vodazara, you do bring a chatat, but it's a particular chatat of Sira, not the one of Sira and Kisba. Right, that ends the Mishnah now. The Gemara is going to deal with the Mishnah, which is Minyan Olamali. Why do you have to tell me there are 36? You listed me, I can count them, there are 36. Why do I have to tell you there are 36? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Shimasan Kulan Belem Achat. If he does all of them in one forgetting, Chayav Al Kolachat V'achat. He's going to be Chayav on all of them. Now we're not talking about B'mezid necessarily because, you know, it can't be Chayav Karet 36 times over, but rather we're dealing with the Chataot, bringing it B'shugeg, the Karmanot. If one does all of them Elem Achat, he's going to be Chayav Al Korban on each one of these different Averot, Vitu. And now the Gemara is going to have other lists of these types of Mishnayot, where you give a number, and then you list out the number afterwards. The Gemara is going to ask each one of them, why do you have a number? Vitu, and the one that's most famous that we know about is Had, it's Nan, Avot Melachot, Mem Chaser Achat. The Avot Melachot on Shabbos are 39, 40 minus 1. Minyan Olamalei, why do I need an enumeration over there again? Shema San Kulam Belem Achat, Chayav Al Kochat V'Achat. The same reason that we have over here, which is that person Belem Achat does all the Melachot of Shabbat. He has to bring 39 different Chataot. Vitu, Hadetnan, that which we have in Mishnah, Dalet Mechusrei Kapara. It says that there are four people, or four groupings that are Mechusrei Kapara, who have to bring a Korban in order to be Tahor. So again, there the Mara says, Minyan Olamalei, why do we need an enumeration? La'afuke mi derbelez ben Yaakov. The Amar Heyavi comes to exclude Rabbi Elazar thinks there are five of them. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Amer Ger Mechusar Kapara Shizrok Dam Alav. It's a Mishnah further on in our Sechta. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Amer Ger Mechusar Kapara Shizrok Dam Alav. And until he has Zrikat Adam on him, he's considered a Mechusar Kapara, which is not true. The Chachamim or the Tanakama there thinks there are only four Mechusar Kapara. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov ends in the Ger, which is a fifth Mechusar Kapara. So when the Mishnah says Dalit, it comes to exclude Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Ahachi Tani Dalit. That's why I wrote four, to exclude Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The two, another Mishnah, that's nine. Dalet mevim al azadon kishkaga, further on in our Masechta, four people bring korbanot on being a zadon kishkaga, that's shuat ha'idut, shuat begadon, shifcha charufa, and nazir. So minyan olamli again. Lafuka min Rabbi Shimon, the tanya, Rabbi Shimon omer, shuat ha'bigadon lo nitan znoda b'kapara. Rabbi Shimon says that shuat ha'bigadon is not brought b'shal zadon kishkaga, and therefore he would have had only three in the Mishnah. So Tana Dalit, so ever the Tana wrote four to tell you not like Rabbi Shimon that there are only three. Hadetnan, that we say, hey Vivian, karban achar al averot arbe. There are five individuals that bring karban, one karban on multiple averot. Minyana lovely. Again, why do you have an enumeration over there of numbers? Mishum de kayu lamitna seifa. Because in the seifa there, that's to say, nazir. Im nitma tum ot harbe. The nazir, if it becomes tamei multiple times, umishkachala, how do you have that case? Kagon, dit maybe shvi'i. He became tamei on his seventh day. He became tamei, he's waiting 7 days b'tara, and the seventh day he becomes tamei again. Bechazar minitma shvi'i. And he becomes tamei again on the seventh day, umani. That has to be altered by the position of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehudahi. Demar nizirut tara min shvi'i hu dechayel alei. That when you count your 7 days of tara, your new nizirut starts on the seventh day. Dit omar, or dit mar rabihi. If you want to say that it was rabbi, came into Nezirut Tara Ad Shmini. Since you're in Nezirut, the new count only starts on the eighth day. Lo Chayelale, Heichem Erechela, Din Nitma B'Zayin, V'Chazav Nitma B'Zayin, Kula Chada Tuma Richtui. According to Rabbi, that says you only start the new count of Tara on the eighth day. If you come Tamei on the seventh day, then you're in the same Tuma. You've never started a new count, so you don't have multiple Nezirut B'Tuma. V'Din Nitma B'Chet, so okay, you'll become Tamei on the eighth day. V'Chazav Nitma B'Chet, came into Yatzav Sharuya La'Avi Bar Karban. Since you already became chayav in a korban, chayav al kol achad v'achad, then you're chayav on each individual tumah, a separate korban, because you're already chayav in the korban. And if you come to me again, it's as if you got a new tumah, totally separate from the first one. L'shma mino, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yudahi, comes to teach you that the author of that Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yudah, because Rabbi can't come up with a case of nazirut tamei that has multiple manifestations where you bring one korban. My Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yudah, who's this Rabbi Rabbi Yudah? The Tanya. We have a braita, b'kiddash et rosho b'yom ahu, b'yom avat karbonotav, divrei rabbi. That he's kiddash et rosho b'yom ahu, that he's mekadesh his rosh to start the nizirut b'tara, that's b'yom ahu. What's that b'yom ahu? Rabbi says b'yom avat karbonotav, on the eighth day when he brings his korbanot. B'yosef Rabbi Yehuda mar b'yom tiglachto. The day that he cuts his hair, he shaves his hair, that is the seventh day, that's when he begins his count for tara. V'tu, we have another mishnah, the tzan. Hey mivin karbano levi oreit. Five items bring a karban oleh vi yoreit minyan olamali. Again, why do we need enumeration? Mishum detani seifa. The seifa says nasi ki yotze behen. The nasi is the same din as them. So tani hey, it said five lafuke midi Rabbi Eliezer. Damar nasi mevi sa'ir, because he says that the navi does bring a seir. Now, why karban oleh vi yoreit? The karban oleh is for the individuals. We know that by karban chatat kavua, the nasi or the melech has a separate karban chatat. He has a seir nasi. The question is, when we move over to the parsha of Karban Olei V'Yoreid, what's the status of the Nasi? Is the Nasi within the parsha of Karban Olei V'Yoreid, or does the Nasi always bring a Seir? Because a Nasi is not Olei V'Yoreid. He doesn't become poor and rich. The Nasi is always rich. So therefore, we don't worry about the Olei V'Yoreid. He's not belong. He isn't Shayach the parsha of Karban Olei V'Yoreid. So that's the position of Rabbi Eliezer. And the Gemara comes to say that the Mishnah says that five people, five groupings, or five Eirot get Olei V'Yoreid no matter who you are. That's Lafuke Mid Rabbi Eliezer that says the Nasi is not included in Karban Olei V'Yoreid. V'tu, Haditznan, we have the Mishnah on the beginning of Baba Kama, Dala Davot Nizikin, Minyon Olamali, there, why do I have enumeration? Lafuke Mid Rabbi Oshia, or Ashaya. Say, exclude Rabbi Oshia, Damar Yud Gimel Avot Nizikin. There are really 13 Avot Nizikin. There are 13. Broad principles or categories of nizikin. Why does he have an enumeration of 13? He says there are 24. And then what does Rabbi Chiya need 24 for? Comes to exclude two items. Person who is malshin, gives over someone's property to the authorities, or mifagel, someone who causes pigol through machshava, the din of hezek sheino nikar, they are not avot nizikin. Amamar. Shimsan kulan belamachat chayav kol achat v'achat. This is the quotation from Rabbi Yochanan, who says that if you do them all in one shot, one forgetting, you'll bring a korban on each one of these 36. Or it's really 34 of them, because you have two mitzvot to say. Bishlomo patur legamrei lo motzid amart. Can't say he's patur legamrei. Dechtiv kol asera semi kol atevot eilev and nechritu. We know that if someone who has all these items, they're nechritu. Ela ema avar chada nitchayev chada. Avar kulu belamachat eino chayav l'achat. Let's say if someone is in violation of one of them, gets a punishment. He's in violation of all of them, he also gets only one punishment. Rabbi Yochanan lekach yatzda karet b'achoto lechalik. As we mentioned before, when we do in the Mishnah, that by the achoto, by the arayot, there's a din, a separate din of karet. And the separate din, why is it mentioned separately? Teach us that each individual item over here gets its own karet and its own punishment of malkot or karban chatat. Matkif lo rabbi bibar baye. So by achoto where it specifies it, that'll get its own din. Kulan, anything else, everything else will be one. So in the end, if you did all of them, you'd end up with two. One for achoto and one for everything else. Oh, the Rabbi Bar Abaye Milei Hada Detanya. He doesn't have this principle that we have from the Braita. Chodaver Shaya Bichlau. We had something in a class. Something that was part of a general principle leaves the principle. Lamed to teach something. Lo lamed al atzmo yatzah. It's not just coming to teach about itself. Lamed al klal kulo yatzah. Goes out to teach about the entire principle. So here we have Chuto, which was part of our Arayot. All our Arayot have a chiyuv karet from a single pasuk, and then Achuto has its own din of karet. So if you're taking that karet out of the picture, then it should affect all chiyuv karet, not just its own chiyuv karet. Ketzad, this karet brings an example. The nefesh tochal basar, the nefesh eats basar, v'lo shlamim b'chalav kol ha-kodashim ayu. Shlamim is included in all kodashim. Lama yitzu lakish aleihem. Why does shlamim have its own pasuk of a nefesh tochal basar? Ma shlamim she'in kodashim izbeach v'chayev aleihem. Just like shlamim are kodashim izbeach, and you're chayev aleihem, av kodashim kodashim izbeach. So too, anything that's kodashim izbeach and chayev aleihem. Yotzu, that comes to exclude kodashim berek abayit, which are not kodashim izbeach. Samar lei rabbi b'yubar mino. That's exactly what I'm saying. Lav mi amart. Hatam yetsu kochei berek abayit. Over there you say that berek kochei berek abayit excluded. Hachinami ma achoto miyuchedet shi erva vein la heter b'chayo usra. Achoto also has a unique principle, which is that it's an erva. And number two is it's never mutar but with the one who is asur to her. Achoto, as long as she's alive, is problematic. Af kochei in la heter b'chayo usra. So too, anything that is arayot and is always problematic as long as the person is alive, yetsa Eshirish, where if they get divorced, then this woman has a heter while her husband is still alive. So over there, that will be excluded from this limud of achoto. Zam Rabbi Yonah, v'item Ravuna Breid Rabbi Yeshua, Markra, ki kol asher yaseh mikol ha-toevot. That's a general principle. Kukshu kol ha-rayot kulan achoto. There's a hekesh between all the rayot, all the rayot in general. And achoto is included in that. Ma achoto chayvin alev b'fnei atzma, af kol chayvin alev b'fnei atzma. So the limit will extend from achoto is to all the rayot, without exception. Ube Rabbi Yitzchak, damar chayvin kritot b'chlal ayu. Rabbi Yitzchak says that chayvin kritot b'chlal malkot, v'lama yatsa karet b'achoto, lo duna b'karet v'lo malkot. To teach you that karet is the punishment, no malkot for the love by karet, is what we mentioned in the Mishnah before. B'chaleik menole, where does he know that each one of the karetot is separate? Nafkelei Melisha binat tumata lo tikrav. So that we learned out from Melisha binat tumata. Over there it mentions its own karet as well. And Rashi over here claims that it's because it says isha, could have said mel dida tumata lo tikrav. So the word isha comes to teach you the chalek kol isha v'isha. Rabbanan nami tipklum Melisha binat tumata. Why don't the Rabbanan learn it out of nida? Where it says eino chanami. You're right, they do learn it out of there. Ela karet da'choto lemayato. Why do you have the karet of achoto? Mi bayle lechalek al achoto, achot aviv ve'al achot imo. To teach you that there's a separate din for achoto, his sister, and his aunt through his father, and his aunt through his mother. And it says, hanel lama lo lechalek. Why do you need a pasuk to separate those? Harei shemot mechulakim. There are different averot in the Torah. Each one of them has its own pasuk in the Torah. Very goofy mechulakim. And they're different people. They're separate individuals. Ela lechalek al achoto. Comes to separate between a case where it's his sister, that is also his aunt from his father, is also his aunt through his mother. So that's an unusual case. The Gemara will get this later on. It's a Risha by Risha. Someone who slept with his mother and then again slept with his daughters. That's how you come up with a case like that. That's how you end up with an individual who is all of these at once. So the puzzle comes to teach us that even though it has these three different shemot, you'll be punished on each one of the three of them, even though it's one individual. Where does he know that from? We're using the Ervat Achoto twice. Achoto is mentioned twice there. So Rabbanan and Achoto, the Sefer Dekor Ma'avidle, what do they do with the Achoto on the end of the Pasuk? Pasuk talks about someone who is your sister through your father. Someone who's a sister through your mother. Now, it would have been a Kal v'chomer, someone who's a sister both through your mother and father. But there, the pasuk mentions it explicitly because we can't, through a Kal v'chomer, be manish. Therefore, I had to mention it separately. So that din is learned out of here. For Rabbi Yitzchak, either holds Savar Onshim min Adin. Either holds you are Onshim min Adin, therefore he doesn't need that Achuto. V'ibaytema li'alif Onesh ma'azara. Or he learns out the Onesh from the Azara. Just like by Achot Batimo and Achot Bat Aviv, We know that the Azara, each one of them is mentioned separately. So do by the Onesh, each one of them will be enumerated separately. Even though they're only mentioned Achol Bat Aviv and Batimo, nevertheless we'll include his sister from Bat Aviv Batimo, because we know by the Azara it's also put separately. Okay, we'll stop over here.